Saturday, 33rd week, ordinary time 2. First reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 and 19. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you revive your concern for me. You were, of course, concerned about me, but lacked an opportunity. Not that I say this because of need, for I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I have the strength for everything through Him who empowers me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. You Philippians indeed know that at the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, not a single church shared with me in an account of giving and receiving except you alone. For even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent me something for my needs, not only once, but more than once. It is not that I am eager for the gift. Rather, I am eager for the profit that accrues to your account. I have received full payment and I abound. I am very well supplied because of what I received from you to Epaphroditus, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, verses 9 to 15. I tell you, make friends for yourself with this honored wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters, it also trustworthy in great one. And the person who is dishonored in very small matter, it also dishonored in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonored wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees who loved the money heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, you justify yourself in the sight of others, but God knows your heart, for what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Know how to use the material things. Material things are a two-edged knife. If people know how to use them, they shall benefit their owners. If people do not know how to use them, they can hurt their owners, even causing them to lose their life, both in this present life and the life to come. Today's reading gives some examples of those who know how to use material things and some who know not. In the first reading, St. Paul prayed his faithful, the Philippians, who knew how to use their material things, to share their love for Paul and to benefit the evangelization. St. Paul knew that God shall bless them with his grace because they knew how to use their given material things. In the Gospel, Jesus taught people how to use material things to benefit them with spiritual things. He seriously warned the people the serving to master's attitude. Consider God as equal to material needs. Second analysis. First reading. Know how to use material things to benefit oneself and others. Third point. St. Paul prayed the Philippian proper use of money. He prayed them not because he needed their money. The Philippian community is probably St. Paul's most beloved community because they expressed gratitude and concern for his needs. However, St. Paul prayed them not because of their money, because he was not greatly dependent on material things, as he said, "Not that I said it because of need, for I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I have the strength of everything through him who empowers me." He prayed them because of their love, which was expressed by their caring. Many people can only see material things, but Paul could see the Philippian love and caring. He said, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you revive your concern for me. You were, of course, concerned about me, but lacked an opportunity. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress." Second point. The Philippians recognized what Paul had done for them and returned their favors. Many people receive favors, but not many recognize what they receive as favors. They may consider them as other duty or too busy to recognize them. If they do not acknowledge them as favor, they shall not recognize the giver love for them. St. Paul established many communities and he had love for all of them. But only the Philippian community is the only one who recognized his love for them and returned their favors. St. Paul thanked them for their love. You Philippians indeed know that at the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, not a single church shared with me in an account of giving and receiving, except you alone. For even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent me something for my needs, not only once, but more than once. God demands the faithful to help the evangelizer because of their faith and many blessings they received from them. People easily recognize material help than spiritual blessings. For example, faith is the right blessed gift which God bestows on people through the evangelizer preaching of the gospel. And the benefit which come from faith are not limited only to next life, but also actualized in the present life. Due to faith, people can bear fruits abundantly, and the first fruit is charity. St. Paul pointed out this for the Philippians. It is not I am eager for the gift. Rather, I am eager for the profit that accrues to your account. Third point. God shall return the Philippian generosity. The gift that people offer to God to the evangelizers shall be abundantly compensated. The material things belong to God, and He gives to man for using it. If people know how to use them at the Philippians, God shall continue to abundantly give to them. St. Paul knew it, and he prayed for the Philippians, "My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Second, the gospel. Learn how to properly use money. Third point. Using money. Not many people know how to use their money properly. Some even wasted them. Some are controlled by them. The one who knows to use them properly will not waste money on unnecessary things, but use money to benefit himself and others. Third, use money to develop his talents, which are necessary for his life. Registering classes, buying books or equipment. He can also provide a scholarship for those who need them, or contribute money to searching organizations which will benefit humankind. Second, using money to help the poor. Chapter 25 of the Gospel according to St. Matthew teaches, God consider what we did to the poor as we did to Him. Jesus also said in today's Luke passage, I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighted mammon, so that when it fails, they may receive you into their eternal habitation. Second point. Let's show fidelity to God by properly using of money. Life is a battlefield to learn and to experience. It is also an opportunity for God to evaluate people through their fidelity in small things. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And he who is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. Fidelity in using the unrighted mammon. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighted mammon, who will enter to you the true riches? Fidelity in using after the properties. One will hurt when he lost his own thing or children more than what belonged to other. If you have not been faithful in that which is another, who will give you that which is your own? The third point. A servant cannot serve two masters. Not like in today's society, a slave or a servant of Jesus' time could only serve one master. Even now, one can serve two masters. The degree of loyalty cannot be equal, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. The same thing happened in serving God. Jesus said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." Many of us have a counter view with Jesus, for they think they can serve both God and mammon. Jesus gave us an example of the Pharisees who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they sneered at him. There are some, because they like money so much that they have no time for God, even to attend Mass 1 hour in the whole week. Application in life. All material things of this world belong to God, and he gives us to use them. We are not the owner, but only the steward. We must learn how to use them to benefit ourselves and others, at the same time to store up for ourselves spiritual benefits in the next life. We are not able to serve two masters and catch a fish with two hands by wishing to have both heavenly kingdom and worldly pleasures. Amen.